Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg, excluding an endoscopy report on patient Carlos Jimenez, date of birth 9/17/1971, date of procedure October 20, 2023. Physician performing as Evgenia Goldberg, referring physician is Dr. Adriana Higuera Flores. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy, and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication: metapagastric abdominal pain, common colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure: informed consent obtained. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible missing lesions, interstitial malignancy. Well, explained to the patient period. The patient was brought to the anesthesia place in left lateral position. Sedated is granted anesthesia services to monitor anesthesia care period. A well lubricated lymphocytic gastric system introduced into the esophageal gland, center direct position to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum period. Comma stomach, G junction, and esophagus. A retroflexy was obtained of cardioperitoneal airway suction from the stomach before, which all the school period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. His drill lexo exam is normal. While looking at all the studio pharmaceuticals and juices, directing in advance under direct vision to the sequence, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal or psoas sequel valve and complex of fluid period. Careful examination is made of the sequence of the sequel valve, ascending colon, hepatic pressure, transverse colon, splenic pressure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum period. Retroflexy was obtained in the rectum period. Bell pulse was good with a Boston Bell pulse score of 9, 3-3-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings: endoscopy. Number one, monomorphal upper mid esophagus. Number two, Z line regular 40 centimeters from the bedlock. Number three, gastric erythema status post cold biopsies of the body and antrum to rule out H. pylori. Unremarkable pylores is number four. Number five, unremarkable duodenum to D3. Biopsies obtained to rule out celiac disease. There was a limited injection noted in the D2 portion of the duodenum period. The ampulla appeared normal period. Next sign, colon. Number one, grade one internal hemorrhoids, common non-bleeding. Next sign, three transverse colon polyps were resected, period. And the first was 8 millimeters in size and was resected with cold snare polypectomy. Second was about 5 millimeters in size and resected with cold biopsy polypectomy. The third was diminutive and resected with cold biopsy polypectomy. Number two, there was 5 sigmoid colon polyps. One was approximately 5 millimeters in size and resected with cold snare polypectomy. The other four were diminutive and resected with cold biopsy polypectomy, period. Plan: follow-up biopsy pathology, period. Avoid non-steroids or anti-inflammatory drugs, period. Anti-reflex precautions were explained, period. Number two, follow-up analysis is previously scheduled. Number three, surveillance colonoscopy in 3 years.